I am not yet born, oh hear me, let not the blood-sucking bat, or the rat, or the stroat, or the club-footed ghoul come near me. So, when I think of a ghoul, I think of like a zombie, but I don't think that's necessarily what he means here. Which, so, I really just think, he's basically just saying, like, don't let bad omens come onto me. You get what I'm saying? Like, especially because he was growing up during World War II. You know?
Yeah.
So, pretty much in this first stanza here, basically what I'm getting from it personally is the fact that he's saying, don't let bad omens come near me. Let me have a good life, pretty much. Alright. Second stanza. I am not yet born, console me. I fear the human race may with tall walls wall me, with strong drugs dope me, with wise lies lure me, on black racks rack me, and blood baths roll me. What do you think this one's about?
So, what I think this second stanza is about is that, like, since he was in World War II, well, in during this time period that he wrote this poem, he lived in London during this time period. And so I take that as he was very scared of being captured by the Nazis, because during the bombing of London, that was a very scary time period for people in London.
I understand that. Let's see. So what I get from it is we have kind of two different perspectives. I kind of feel like, I feel like this is just tying into one thing, all of the stanzas together, like the entire poem. The title pretty much sums it up. I just want to say he mainly wrote this poem if he planned on having a child, for this to be like something for them, you know, like a meaning to them. Or it could have been during his own childhood, how his mother passed away when he was very young, how she had depression, how his brother had Down syndrome. All of these things. His family had a very tough time, and I want to say he's basically almost explaining his own life in this poem. He's saying he doesn't want all these bad things to happen to him. He wants good things, and that's completely understandable. So, moving on to the third stanza. I'm not yet born, provide me with water to dandle me, grass to grow for me, trees to talk to me, sky to sing to me, birds and a white light in the back of my mind to guide me. Okay, so I just want to bring up the fact that trees don't walk. I just want to say trees do not walk. The sky does not sing. There's not a white light in the back of your mind. At least there's not one in the back of my mind. And water does absolutely not dandle you. You got to really think outside the box for this, but I'm pretty sure I get where it's coming from. Like I said, he's wanting these good things to happen. He wants a good life. And honestly, when I hear the sky to sing to me, I think of, like, he wants to be able to look up into the sky and not see all this darkness and, like, death that he sees, because, like, bombers flying overhead and all the air pollution that happens in London, that was really bad in this time period. He wants to be able to see the sky for what it is, and he wants grass to grow for him. There wasn't much grass in London because, well, it's London. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's just like, he wants, right here it says, a white light in the back of my mind to guide me. I kind of feel like he's talking about whatever God he believed in there, maybe. He wants them to guide him forward, you know?
Yeah.
What do you get from it?
Well, what I get from it is tying it back to that he was lived during World War II, is that he's talking about the bombing of London commencing when the London citizens of London were sent underground.
Yeah, it blows up. It goes boom.
Yeah.
When
he says that the
finish.
He wants water because when they were sent underground, they did not have much water to get to them. And
that
when
makes sense. They're underground.
Grass and trees, they couldn't see the light, and they couldn't see trees or grass.
That makes sense. They're underground.
I mean, they couldn't see it much anyways because they're in London.
That makes sense. They're underground.
But when they were in there, they wanted to breathe fresh air instead of being underground in the tunnels.
That makes sense. They're underground.
He couldn't see the sky either.
That makes sense.
Or birds.
That makes sense. They're underground.
They were brung underground and they only had lights. And if they did not have lights, it would be pretty dark and
scary. That makes sense. They're underground.
And they needed light to guide them.
That makes sense. They're underground. Moving on. They're underground. All right. That's the theme of that whole stanza. They are underground. Okay. Where was I? Here. Okay. Oh, I like this one. All right. I'm not yet born, forgive me, for the sins in me the world shall commit. My words when they speak me, my thoughts when they think me, my treason engendered by traitors beyond me, my life when they murder by means of my hands, my death when they leave me. You know, this is a really, really confusing one. Like, what does engendered mean?
Engendered means to...
Exactly.
I don't actually know
what engendered means. Exactly. Mr. Peterson, I hope you know what engendered means, because we sure as heck don't. Like, this is... This stanza specifically is just something else. It is beyond my comprehension. But I'm going to give it my best shot because I don't want to fail the project. So, okay. So here, I believe he's saying, forgive me for whatever I may do in the future. It says, my thoughts when they think me, he may be thinking about something that he shouldn't, like possibly suicide, because he had a really tough time growing up. Like I said, this may be tying into his life specifically. He may have had a really tough time growing up, which he definitely did. Let's see. My treason engendered by traitors beyond me. Traitors may have made him a traitor himself by doing actions that he saw was right, but yet he would still be a traitor no matter if he so thought the actions he were doing were justified. Let's see. You got anything to add on to this stanza? I'm pretty much blank. My thoughts have engendered me, whatever that means.
Well, you can clearly tell it's about war and sins of men. Traitors made him a traitor himself, and sinning caused him to sin as well. That's what I'm kind of getting from this.
Yeah, I can see that. A lot of people nowadays are very inspirational by what others do. And if those around you sin, like, say, so let's just bring into this, for instance, vaping, okay? If those around you vape and are, like, really popular people, you might decide, hey, if I vape, I might be popular. No, that's not me. Stop pointing a finger, okay? Put that finger back. I have never done that in my life, and I never will, okay? I never will, homie. I never will, okay? I'm a good student. I'm a good student. All right.
No, you're not.
Take your hand off your mouth. We have work to do. Shut up. Shut up. There you go. All right. Next stanza. Man, these just keep getting longer and longer. Shut up. I'm a great student. All right. You know, you read this next stanza. You read it.
Okay.
If you don't put an accent on it, I'm going to slap you so hard you devolve back into a monkey.
I am not yet born. Rehearse me. In the parts I must play, in the cues I must take, when old men lecture me. Bureaucrats hector me. Mountains frown at me. Lovers laugh at me. The white waves call me to folly, and the desert calls me to doom, and the beggar refuses my gift, and my children curse me.
Oh, the waves call me, they do. The desert beckons me forth. Gosh, I feel like I'm reading something from Hamlet.
What I get from this is that he is being sent to war. Like in the stanza, old men lecture me. In my perspective, an old man would most likely be like a general or an officer of some sort. Because most of the time, an officer or general would be a wiser person. And most of the time, the wiser the person, the more old they are. I guess you could say. What do you get from it?
Desert calls me to doom. I perceive death and destruction. Let's see. The beggar refuses my gift. When a beggar refuses your gift, you know you've messed up. They're beggars, okay?
That is
children
bad.
curse me. If a child curses you, oh my God, you need to die.
Smack that child.
Got him. All right, that child is gone. Out cold. Knocked them so hard. They're a baby again, man. They're an infant. All right. Lovers laugh at me. Man, you are a single joke. I don't mean a single joke. You are a single joke. Notice the space in between. Single joke. You are going to be alone for the rest of your life. That is you.
This hurts me because I feel like that.
You're going to be alone for the rest of your life.
I promise that.
You are going to be so alone for the rest of your life. Because the desert is going to beckon for you. The desert is going to doom you. Okay? I don't know why you're going to be in the desert.
I'm going to walk in the desert. The desert going to laugh at me.
Yeah, the desert is literally laughing. A mountain is going to frown on you. What's that mountain called? What's that mountain?
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. You're going to go to Mount Rushmore.
The presidents are going to frown at me.
The presidents are going to change the rock and frown at you because you are a single joke. Notice the single part. It's very sinuous. Single joke. Single. 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 A single. You're single. Joke. So, anyway, jokes aside.
Next stanza.
Nope, not next stanza. I haven't explained this. So, when I say this, when I say this, I can't read. I can't read or write any of that. When I read this, I almost said see again. It genuinely confuses me. Like, my brain, I have the IQ of a walnut.
You're a pretty confusable person.
I have the IQ of a walnut. All right, and I'm not saying that because a walnut's small. I'm saying it because a walnut doesn't have a brain. Like, my IQ level is -0.
A walnut would kill you.
My IQ level is worse than -0. It's -0.01.
Your IQ can't be less than 0.
My IQ level is -π. It's -3. It's negative. I have a negative IQ level. Okay, but when I actually read this, it gives me a contusion. Like what am I? This is giving me a migraine reading this. It makes no sense. Like I can make out the rest of the stanzas, but this one specifically. Bureaucrats hector me, mountains frown at me, lovers laugh at me, the white waves call me to folly, and the desert calls me to doom, and the beggar refuses my gift, and my children curse me. This man has had a bad life.
Okay. So like, with the waves, you can tell. What I can see is that, like, they were sent on ships, and waves were most of the time pictured as white, and so you would be sent into a boat, and then shipped onto a beach, like on the beaches of Normandy, and you would be sent to fight. So that's another thing.
Well, you can make sense of this while I read the next stanza. Because this is giving me a tumor. This is giving me a tumor. Usually tumors don't form. You have them. No, this is I feel a tumor growing in the side of my head.
Tumors form.
Shut up, okay? You're giving me a tumor.
It's a cancerous cell.
I will smack you so hard. Oh my. Oh. Oh my. Oh my.
Ow.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Alright? Alright?
Ow.
Shut up. I'm gonna read the next stanza. Alright, here we go. Here we go. This is a short one. I can probably make sense of this one. I am not yet born. Oh, hear me. Let not the man who is beast or who thinks he is God come near me. Oh, this one's easy. He's saying don't let people like you single joke, come near him. He's saying, don't let stubborn, sinuous people come near him. Don't let malevolent people come near him. Okay? He's basically saying, I don't want these bad things to happen. Now, I know this sounds a lot like the first stanza that I said. But this is like a different kind of thing. In my opinion, he's saying, we're talking about people in this sense and not omens. In the first stanza, I believe he's talking about bad omens.
Yeah.
As in this stanza, he's talking about the man. See, here it doesn't say anything about a man. It's in the first stanza, it says, let not the blood-sucking bat or the rat or the stoat or the club-footed ghoul. In this stanza, it says, let not the man who is beast or who thinks he is God come near me. It's talking about a person.
Like rich people.
Yeah.
They think they rule everything.
They think they rule everything, and rich people are actually more depressed than normal people. Most of the time. Because they think money can buy you happiness. Money can buy you a source of happiness, but no money can ever buy you the true meaning of happiness. No, nothing can buy that. You have to find that yourself in your life. What do you think about this?
Well, rich people are greedy people, and they think you rule everything. And he doesn't want bad omens to come near him, because he is sort of scared of beasts, I think. And I guess you could say rich people.
Ah! Sorry. I pulled my fingernail in the quick. I think we all know how bad that feels. Ah, it's bleeding. It's bleeding. Okay. Continuing on to the last stanza. Not the last stanza, excuse me. I didn't notice the two lines at the bottom that are apparently a stanza. Okay. I am not yet born, oh, fill me with the strength against those who would freeze my humanity, would dragoon me into a lethal automation, would make me a cog in a machine, a thing with one face, a thing, and against all those who would dissipate my entirety, would blow me like a thistle down hither and thither and hither and thither like water held in the hands would spill me. God, I hate reading like that, man, but I love it at the same time. It's like I'm reading something from Hamlet. So anyway, give me this phone. So it seems here that from what he's saying, he doesn't want... Stop smiling. You're interrupting me. Stop smiling. Stop smiling. You're interrupting me. Stop smiling. I'm about to smack you again.
Please don't hit me.
Thank you. Okay. Stop smiling. You're interrupting me. Okay. So, I think he's saying, all jokes aside, I think he's saying he doesn't want to... I said all jokes aside. All jokes aside. I think he's saying he doesn't want to be used, because he says, and I quote, let me find it, I quote, a lethal automation would make me a cog in a machine. Machines are used for some purpose. I feel like he's saying he doesn't want to be a death machine. He doesn't want to go into the military and kill people.
Like a soldier, they kill the enemy soldiers with, like in the with a machine, they could be using a tank of some sort to shoot at the enemy show soldiers.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I also want to, like, a lot of this poem is genuinely confusing. Stop hailing Hitler. A lot of this poem is genuinely confusing. I wanna bring up the fact that a lot of the stuff he says in this poem is really, really relating to the fact that what is happening in his life right now is World War II. A lot of this is, I feel like, honestly, A Prayer Before Birth is about a prayer after the war. I feel like this is what he wants to see after the war. He wants to be alive long enough to see all this stuff after the war is finished, right? Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Maybe he could be talking about, as well, before the war, so that he can get through the war alive.
The war! Death! Die! Okay.
He doesn't want to die.
He doesn't want to die. He doesn't wanna die tonight. Okay. Why are you smiling, huh? Alright. So, and then, for the final quote-unquote stanza, it's more of a sentence, but let them not make me a stone, let them not spill me, otherwise kill me. Well, that just contradicted everything we just said. Apparently he does want to die. But anyway.
He doesn't want to be stilled, I guess you could say. Like, stones, they don't really move. At least I don't think stones move. So he doesn't really want to be captured and pretty much put in a single place. He wants to be free, like yellow birds flapping their wings.
And getting smashed. But anyway. Wait. I thought I saw a putty cat. I did. I don't want to know what the foot I saw. But anyway. Tweety. Okay, so overall, I want to give a overall like viewpoint of the poem. So the poem
war.
Yes, it is relating to the war, in my opinion. The title is a prayer before birth, but I want to read more into this and not say it's about a prayer before birth. It's about the war and what's going on in his life right now. Or he may have even wrote this after the war. I have the hiccups now. But this may be a prayer after the war saying, hey, I made it through the war. Let not these things happen again. The bad ones.
He doesn't want history to repeat itself.
Yeah, again. He doesn't want there to be a World War III. Politics. But yeah, that's my overall viewpoint for the poem. What's your viewpoint? About the same?
Yeah, it's pretty much about war. And that he is just doesn't want to die, I guess you could say.
Doesn't want to die.
Okay. Or be captured.
Captured.
With tall walls.
Tall walls. Sounds like Donald Trump. Aha! 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 Okay. That you're supposed to laugh because it was about a Donald Trump and wall.
No.
Okay. Anyway, but that is pretty much how we saw this poem. It was a very nice poem to read. It was my favorite out of the list, out of the ones that I did read. I actually did read quite a few of them, and this is the one that really caught my eye because, like, I like history. I like reading stuff about wars, and I mainly like reading stuff about, like, Greek mythology and Norse mythology and stuff. I don't care nearly as much as I do about our own, like, stuff.
American history sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. American history sucks. It's just about people dying and getting gassed and Hitler and Stalin.
For the most part, European history is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Because you got all the Norse, the Greek, the Romans.
You've got the Vikings.
Everyone wants to be like the Romans.
Yeah, everyone does want to be like the Romans. The Romans were really cool.
They were.
How do we go from Romans to the... You know what? We should just stop. But that was what we got from it. It was very enjoyable to read. I enjoyed reading it. It was a little bit confusing, especially the one about the single... The single joke. The lovers laugh at me. That's you. Lovers laugh at you.
Everyone does laugh at me.
Everyone laughs at you. I bet you everyone's laughing at you right now.
They probably will be.
Everyone, laugh. Right now, laugh. I dare you. You won't. You're scared. They're laughing. See?
I can hear them laughing.
Yeah. That's why they're laughing. Because you're single. I mean, I'm single too, but like... I'm very freaking single, man. I don't want to be alone. Okay. Well, that's the end of our podcast, guys. Tune in next time when we read Sylvester Stallone's new song. Maybe I don't want to be alone. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.